Okay, Sunday night or Leches Tishrei. Tovshinayin Tes. We're learning a Michas Chinuch here. And we're in Mitzvah Lavin. And we're in the Michas Chinuch of Mitzvah Lavin. And we're up to what we have as Oz Beis. I think all of us here have Oz Beis. Except maybe Shraga. The Paranayim Eini Yadua L'Shrom. V'hinei Eini Yadua L'Shlosha B'nai Yodam. Why do you make life difficult? Why don't you mark off? First of all, Mitzvah Lavin.
Unless it was obvious, and I think I'm never going to forget. Occasionally I've seen that.
Well, I forgot to give him a pen.
V'hinei. If it's not something that's known, Mishpulashanos, and he says that it's not true, but it's not known. Because it's not something that's known, but it's sheker. Chayim mishum lav, this shvur sheker. Again, shav is when it's obvious, and you swear that it is. It's obvious, and you swear it's not so. So that's shav. You're not really accomplishing anything in Yeshua. You're not affirming anything. Because it's known that either way, that it's true or it's not true. But it's sheker if it's not true. Okay, for your Shashu and your Shom.
Wait, but this case was two people did not know.
Right, so that's why it's not Shot.
So, wasn't in his book of Shadows?
He said something that's not true, not the case.
Ah, you know, apparently these three people don't really know either. Something.
There's six people, there are three people. Don't
it's not known to three people.
Okay.
Which means that it's not Shot anymore. But it's still Sheker. That's his point. Shav means in vain, purposeless.
Right, right.
If something is known, the three people, if something is known, it's shav. Whether what you swear to is true, our evan shu evan, or what you swear to is false, our evan shu zav. If something is not known, and you swear, and it's not true, so he's making the point, don't forget that it's sheker. It might not be shav, but it's sheker. Okay?
Alright.
What do you mean, alright?
Like so we know it's a sheker from some other source.
It's sheker, it's false. Okay. It's a lav of shvur sheker. It's a different lav. It's in Vayikra. Well, see, shavu bishmila sheker. The Aseres Adirbis is shav.
So how did those three people not know it? I mean, they were also lying.
I don't know. He swears that blood is
thicker than
water. I don't know. Come on. I don't really know. He swears that I don't have to think of something.
Anyway, I'm just wondering why the three didn't know.
We established in the last paragraph that shav is something that's generally known to people.
Right.
We don't have to go into the three now.
Yeah.
Something that's generally known to people. Then whether you swear truthfully or falsely, it's still shav, because it's well known. So Yeshua is purposeless, pointless, and in vain. Now today, we're starting off, he's making the point that if something is not known to three people, he swears and he says something, a false statement, then it's not shav. Maybe a chiddush. It's not shav. It's not purposeless because people generally don't know it, and he's swearing about it. But okay, so it's not shav. But it's sheker because it is not true.
Uh-huh.
If it's known to people and he swears it, then it's shav. Even if it's true or it's not true, it's still shav because it's already generally known. So shvuah has no purpose, no point, no tachlis. But when it's not known, then it's sure has a point to affirm something that's not generally known. Fine, but it can still be sheker if it's not true.
Could it be that, say for example, a person goes to the forest and
goes
to the forest.
Forest. Yeah.
And where people don't go so much. And he takes the shavua that the tallest tree in this forest is 100 feet tall. People don't go, they don't know.
Okay,
but
so check it.
Yeah.
That's exactly the type of case.
Exactly. Over Shav and Sheker at the same time too, right?
What?
Over Shav and Sheker at the same time.
Well, that's what he's going to talk about.
Oh.
We're up to...
people don't know.
It's not sure that people generally don't know. Shav is pointless, purposeless, in vain. Like we say in English, in vain.
Shav is people...
If people generally know it, so his shul is in vain.
People didn't know.
I don't know. We're not talking about that, what he thought. It doesn't matter what he thought. Or the table's a chair. Either way. I don't know. That's what he thought. That's the Rambam before. In the paragraph before, he talked about if you go with what he thought. Anyway, b'chein pirish Rashi lehez yosham. Vayin lecha mishnah sham perakalach halacha dalur perakeh halacha chav beis. V'nira lomar says the menchas chinuch tegam benishba l'shanas usayodua l'shloish b'nei odom. When it's shav and it's not true, you're going out even shu zohav. And this is what you want to know: the lokeshtayim. So in Chaschinuch, it might be a chiddush, it might not be a chiddush, I don't know, that you're either two isurim. You were nishbal ashov, because it's clearly false, and it's false, so it's sheker. The law keshtayim mishum shu ashov, v'gav mishum shu ashaker. Tiveni yudua, ein achayim mishum shov, tolo havei dover botel. That's the point. Shov means bottle. Pointless. Useless. It's not a double bottle. The main ever the main sheker who matzik the world. He's confirming what he's saying, and it's not generally known. Rak chayav al sheker and nishba l'shanos tavi sheker. I will be a dual l'shloishim b'nei odom. Nehi deim nishba al emes. You're going al even shehi even. Chayav rak mishum shov. To who double bottle? They not sorech lahatzik atzvi b'shvua. Since it's known to people, even if it's generally known, so he brings that on the bottom from the Rishalmi that says not like this Minchas Chinuch, and the reason it's not Sheker, the reason is, so what's the Svara? Ailachar and Svara, it's Sheker. So they explain, because Sheker means I'm trying to convince you of something that's not so. I want you to think something that's not true is true.
Such as the deep word.
But if it's well known that it's false, so it's not even sheker. It's shov, but it's not sheker because I'm not making you think something that isn't so.
Sheker involves two people.
That's what Yerushalmi holds. That's what Yerushalmi holds. But Ibn Chasvinim doesn't hold like that. V'ein v'tzoni lefalpul kam v'yin korban, because there's no malchus, maybe a korban, one korban, two korbanos, so I don't want to spend so much time on it. Because that's where the mitzvah of the lav of Shua Sheker is. Raklinya Malkus Chayashtayim im Hisru Bo Mishum Shnei Havavin Achem Hisru Bo Mishum Chad Lav Hein Mishum Lav Ze O Lav De Sheker Chayim Malkus Achas Keinir Lani Yosaiti. This is the sheet of the Menchas Vino. Okay. Gibel. Two people know that it's not shov, but it's sheker. If it's not true. If it's true, then it's wonderful.
So, in the case where I said, one of the four said, it takes a shavua, there's a tree that's over 100 feet. And two people know that.
Two people is a minute. It's consequential. It's a, you need three.
So it'll be over at least one Yisur. It'll be over.
Yeah, yeah. Only Sheka. They have to be there. Gimel, v'nei b'nishvo levatel es ha-mitzvah, kam keim lo ketekef, because it doesn't matter, that's another type of shot. Nishvo levatel es ha-mitzvah, it's not chal, you don't have to listen to the shvua. So it is now becomes inconsequential if you actually, so this is now a shvua about the future. Until now we've been talking about a shvua about the past, if something's true or not. Now we're talking about a shvua, what's called a shvua's bitui. He swore to do something or not to do something, and it's a levatel es ha-mitzvah. So the din is what?
No, sorry.
The din is it's not chal. Now it's not chal as a what we call a shvuah's bitui. Shvuah's bitui is when you swear you're going to do something and you're not going to do something. So this is not chal as a shvuah's bitui, because it's not chal. We learn that from the pasuk that a shvuah is not chal levatel es ha-mitzvah. So, but it's one of the cases of shav since it's not chal. So it's shav, because it has serves no purpose. Because it's not chal, it's not machai of you.
You're going on the future. I'm
going on the future. I'm not going to sit in the sukkah. I'm not going to wear tefillin. I'm not going to.
And he must have, of course, hasra.
To get malchus, like every malchus. And they believe in the vatel as a mitzvah, gamkin work and take it. Because it shows. The bank kiyem shvuah also allow take of habalei shav. Mayan kan shas of chavtes of an aleph. The Rambam perikei alocha yudal alach b'davu zeh. Shemedi harav hamachaber. Another category. B'nishma shalo yishon shlo shu yomim. Oh, shalo yochal shiva yomim. Das Rambam perikei alocha chav the wake it taketh. You don't wait for the 7 days to go by to violate the shvua, because it's a shvua shav right now. So you get malchus right now. The way you take it from shvua shav, the yishon l'alter. You might as well go to sleep right now. But the shvua is not chal, it's a shvua shav. He gets malchus right away for shvua shav, and he can go to sleep. He's not mechuyev to stay up as long as he can. We got mutalecha l'alter. Ah, b'laran. Kosa v'hasik v'larambam. The nishma shlo yochal yamod b'shvuaso. He has to listen to his shvua. Actually, he's stocking until it's sakonas b'fashus. Then he eats a little enough not to die. The yochal hashiyah sheyuchal amod bo. So apparently, according to the Ran, the shvua is chal. So what you have to do is wait till it's sakonas b'fashus. If it's shvua shav right away, obviously it's not chal. So you don't have to do anything. But if the Ran says you have to wait till he's in a sakona.
Because
sleeping you can't help it. You fall asleep. Here you could fast, you'll just die. So he's saying you'll break your shrua, you'll eat when you're about to die, or you'll figure out whatever it is.
And people can't like force them to stay up or stay awake. People can like
force not more than 3 days.
Right, it's like eating can't be more than 7 days, but by eating,
yeah, but the difference is by eating, you could not eat for 7 days, you just won't live. So the Ran's hold is takachal, and when it gets to be the point of sakana for flushes, you eat.
Whereas by sleeping,
this is impossible. You can't do it, it's physically impossible. You can physically fast for 7 days, you'll just die then from lack of nutrition.
Yeah,
but you can't not sleep for 3 days. You can't. You'll fall asleep. That's the difference in eating and sleeping.
What, you mean you won't die if you have to sleep for 3 days?
You won't die. He'll fall asleep.
Because otherwise you die.
He won't die. He won't die. He'll fall asleep.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
Try eating and dying.
No, but the difference was that by eating, a person could, like, could, you know, not eat as long as they possibly could.
Until it's a sakana.
Until it's a sakana.
And then he's allowed to eat, because it would be called nefesh.
And
that person can't like not sleep and keep themselves awake until it's like
not for 3 days. It's not dangerous. He'll fall asleep. I can do it right now if I stop talking and close my eyes. I'll fall asleep in 10 seconds.
Maybe over the Shavua.
I didn't make a Shavua.
Okay.
So the Ran holds its Chal the Shavua, and when you, at least of Lo Yochal, it's not of Lo Yisham, but of Lo Yochal, it's Chal, and when it's because Nefesh, you break the Shavua. Divrei HaRambam. The Ran explains the Rambam, who holds the Teshuah Shav immediately, even the I won't eat for 7 days. The Gamba Kesef Mishnah on the bottom, he brings down that he fancies the Rambam that implies really Nishma Levatalas HaMitzvah, because when you swear you won't eat for 7 days, it's like you swear you'll commit suicide. So that's automatically an avera. So, v'gama kasas mishnah shom yishevus divrei Rambam. B'sof maybe b'shem Yerushalmi yadarim perik beis halacha aleph. The nishma shlo yochal also lechol u'mamtina lo ad sheyochal u'malkin also k'divrei Aran. The Aran holds you get malchus. Are you eating only else before Nefesh? I guess you get malchus because you created the situation. We have to violate Yeshua. V'ainu k'das Aram b'tchila d'achez because of Aram, the Divya Aram b'chonim. At the end of Aram, the Aram says that the Rambam's correct. Lo mitaymei, d'avolei nishma l'homus tzatzim, ayin shom. Achal kaponim l'das ha Yerushalmi v'havi Yeshua shav. Rak d'im ochel malchin also mitam Yeshua sheker, meaning that Yeshua is bitui. Nishma is bitui, he violated Yeshua not to eat. When nishma shlo ochel v'ochel. Shrikhan ha'asos bo b'shas ha'chilam v'shem alav d'sheker. Achlefiza divi ar Yerushalmi in a mubonably. If he's only eating when it's sakaras and fashas not to eat, why should he be bechayiv anything? He's eating when it's sakaras and fashas. Sakaras and fashas is doicha kolator kula. So before I answered,
he put himself
because he created a situation where he's going to have to eat. And now you have the right to do. Some hold a woman, there are chayim who hold that a woman in her 9th month has to go, really should spend Shabbos near the hospital. So, or else she's creating a situation where she has to in Chal Shabbos because of Kuch Nefesh. So I time that's not called creating a situation. If you want to stay home and you live in a month of Shabbos, if you're not creating a situation of Kuch Shabbos, you want to be home. It's a normal instinct to want to be home, and you'd be home. Okay. Ayin shach yeredeus and reis on chesed kornei. Abem is Yerushalmi in a mavur. Yochav shoshi yustake. Yerushalmi really doesn't say explicitly that he eats when it becomes pikuach nefesh. Rak mamtina lo at sheyochal. The lashon of the Yerushalmi is we wait until he breaks down and eats. I know of us who also, and then we give him malchus for violating Yeshua. So Yerushalmi doesn't say we wait till it's a sakarna. Yerushalmi says we keep a sharp eye on him. We shouldn't go sneak food like that Arab prisoner that they caught sneaking food to eat during Ramadan. After he was on the run, but Chila Dosaloy Echalat Shiyustakein, but the Ran says it. Badayim Ocha B'Shasa Sakana Potem Eklub. That's what the Ran says. Chainir Lani Yusaiti Poshim. Even the Yerushalmi doesn't say it, but the Maaseh of the Ran does. Because 3 days is fine. That's the reality. So Achloim Hashiva Yomim should say 7 days. The Rambam was a doctor, he knew his stuff. But the other she has to be yellow below Achiva. Dalit.
Esther and the people
took 2 days. Right, very good. He's saying this very supposed to Tanakh. It's alive, I'll very good. Yeshkoyach. 3 days. They didn't see the night, so it was very slightly for Yom. Come on, even our Asayot, some Cain, who became a Bola Melech. So, O Kados, for Asher Oladiti, Oladiti. And well, and the Torah speaks out, who became a Bola Melech. That's the Uvechein that we say in Yom Ha'iron. Uvechein, Zayin Pachtecho, Hashem Elokeinu. Uvechein, Tzadikim Yeru V'Yismachu. Uvechein, I skipped one. Uvechein, second one. Uvechein, Tein Kavod Hashem L'Yamecha. So that, the Torah, Tzushtel, Torah B'Tzushtel, Tzushtel, Uvechein Avu Al HaMelech. Come with Uvechein. Vine Dalit Alav Azem Benishma Miatzma or Mushma Fiacherim. If you're placed under oath, if a Musa are being placed under oath, that has a din of a shvua if you say Amen. The Lord says, Amen Amen Achashvua, Kemoiti Shvua mi Pivdom. It's like you said the shvua yourself. You said Amen. Okay, so if you answer a main or something that's the equivalent of a main, it's like you said the shua yourself, with all of the hashlachot, with all of the consequences. Hey!
Oh, what?
Tekis Anishba.
Oh, what?
I'm sorry. Tekis.
Swearing from
me. You make oaths.
It's like Mamas.
I don't know what the words are. What do they say? They say Anishba. What do the shrub soldiers do? So I don't know.
What are the Bedouin say?
I know the Gaiisha courts don't make you swear. The Jew doesn't have to swear.
And they gave it.
I bet you by Trump they don't do it. Everybody hates
swear.
Everybody hates them.
So
who was
President Lincoln?
Kennedy.
76 or 79.
What?
76 or 79.
Reagan.
Reagan. Anyways,
all right.
I told him that as a Jewish person, I'm not allowed to swear. So they had another possibility.
Affirm.
Yeah.
That's what they do in court.
Yeah.
They don't make a Jew swear in court. Yes, they affirm. It's interesting that they respect that. They don't say, I don't care.
Affirm.
Hey. When a rabbi mechaber ibn dini a mitzvah kinuy yeshuas keshuas, he talks about kinuy. Who the rabbi shemalocha ibn chay malchus al azer rakem nishma b'shem of kinuy. Zil b'shem is an mechokim b'im rachem b'chanun. Ain rabbi shemalocha gimel shikot of nishma b'mish shmoi chanun. Mashma nishma b'chanun l'chur enu chayev. You have to say b'mish shmoi chanun. Find the commissioner shop. Our chabad shows there the tears. Because I'm Missouri Eco. Without Malchus. I had some because of Mishnah Loch Gimel. Shemaran, the gambling in Lam Vahim, the Scottish Shem, the Lam Scottish Shem. Bnei Oivra loves there, Tzorech Hasro. As our friend here kept pointing out. Vahenu Lehedye Barabam Shem. Vavo Bishu Dibur Beloy Maisa Tzorech Hasro. I'm not so sure why. That's the Chiddush, what's the Kesher, but okay. Velo Nira Vidiria Kesher Bishop.
There's no kasher between between Hasra and Maisa.
Yeah.
This is what we said before. That we said we were talking about lab with no bites. We said there's no difference between shogeg and Maisa. So there's no Hasra.
This happens to be a lab shame by Maisa. So much. So lo klira medivya kesef mishav perbeis miyakam avachadot gabim megadiv dibzibur et zorech hasra. Rabban perkhov meyedus alachadalot divur miyaz Hashem kolach bekom medivlav natzloim medib begav et zorech hasra. Divur rabban lehediv the rabban chazed divur mukmachem bezuz Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here. We're up to Zion. V'yam nishval hashav.
I can tell when the rav goes over the speed limit, we know that the end is getting near.
meanwhile, there's no shit tomorrow night. But maybe, yeah. Right now, I don't. It depends. I don't know what. I mean, it's not fair to me. It's not fair to you, I mean. So I'll email you.